Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody doing tonight?
Yes, doing good. How are you, Larry?
Excellent, excellent. Thanks for being on here. Appreciate it. So I got a couple of minutes after 9. If you guys are just joining in, if it's your first time, congratulations and welcome to the family. It's like family here. We're just going to sit back and, you know, if you got questions, ask them. If not, you can listen in. I'll stay as long as you guys need me to. You guys know that. So, you know, I know I've been getting emails. I got 2 emails from brand new students today that just signed up a month ago and already done, one's done 3 deals, one's done 2 deals already. So I'm really fired up about that. That's awesome. I'm loving it. So who's got a question you want to jump in with?
Yes, Joseph Shach, Larry, how are you?
Good, how are you, sir?
Good, good. Question. If we are buying the house with private money and then we are selling with owner financing, I remember you told something about this mortgage which is going to be to the future buyer. How it's going to be interfere with the existing mortgage?
Right. Then you would do what's called a wrap.
Yes.
A wraparound. Let's say that your lender is charging you 8% interest, and you borrowed,
yes,
say, $30,000 to buy a property. But then you're going to sell the property for, say, $60,000 and get 5 down, so you're going to finance 55 at 9%. So you're making 9% on 55, right? So you're,
yes,
making 9% on 55, but you're paying 8% on 30,000. So you're
making,
yes, what's called a spread. And about any of the seller finance servicers will be able to service both of those loans for you. They will collect the payment from your borrower, and they will forward on the payment to your lender and then send you the difference. That's one of the things that these seller finance lenders really specialize in, and they do, is being able to do all that under one roof.
And the attorney who is preparing the papers, so they would know what to do.
Right. The attorney will prepare all the papers. You'll send a copy of all that over to the servicer, and they'll know exactly what to do.
Okay. And so, and let me ask you this question. So if they ask, because we got a question this yesterday, does the house have a mortgage? And honestly saying, we did not know exactly what to answer. It's yes or no.
Right. Well, you don't. There's no reason to lie to them and let them know, but you can say we do have underlying financing. However, that will not affect the financing that we're providing for you.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Thank
Excellent.
You.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Tell Helen hi. She might even be on here.
Yes. Hi, lady. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great.
Great, great. Okay, who's next? Anybody have a question? Anybody got a deal you're working on? Anything you need help with? Anything you heard about? The market, what's going to happen, anything. I noticed we got kind of a small crowd on here tonight. Who knows?
Hey, I got a question about the market.
Yes, sir.
That you brought it up. This is Bill Johnson down in Columbia.
Hey.
Hey, so what's going to happen with the market in the next 12 months?
Well, I left my crystal ball at work today. But,
well, now you're the one that threw that out there.
I did say, but let me tell you what's going on, okay?
Okay.
I really do believe the market is going to stay in a seller's market for probably the next 12 to 18 months. Now, I don't have a crystal ball, but that's what I do believe based on what I read and the people that I study. So, in my opinion, right now is a great time to wholesale deals, do day trading deals, buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. And then whenever the market corrects, okay, whenever the market corrects, that'll be the time to start buying up stuff to hold long term and do lease options or seller finance stuff. And now, don't get me wrong, I don't want anybody that's doing seller financing to think, oh my gosh, Larry's turned around. No, that's not it at all. I still do seller finance deals. I still do lease option deals. I'm just telling you that now is a good time to be buy, sell, buy, sell. Build up your cash reserves, okay? And then when things go on sale, you can buy stuff for the long term if you're not planning on, you know, if you're doing seller financing, you know, a lot of people are buying it, selling it with seller financing, and then selling the note. If you're planning on keeping the notes long term, you might want to do wholesale for a while, or the majority of your stuff do wholesale at least, and then you can, when stuff goes on sale, you're going to have better bargains and be able to buy at deeper discounts for stuff you're going to be keeping long term. That's just my theory. I'm still buying and selling, wholesaling. I'm doing seller financing and lease options, but I am doing more more wholesaling than I am doing seller financing and lease options right now, just because of the volume.
Makes sense.
If that makes sense. Does that help?
Yeah. Thanks.
Excellent.
I appreciate your input.
No problem at all. So, who else has a question? This is not like you guys. Of course, I know we don't have very many people on here tonight, so maybe that's what that's about. I don't know. Maybe other people had a lot of stuff going on. But it did. I did see that there was pretty low attendance for tonight.
It's Joseph Shach again. I have a question.
Hey, no problem at all.
Yeah, I don't know. So when we got in, it was just one person on the line. So... I assume that it's not many. Yeah, it's what you told. Question is, when, let's say, we got an offer and
you got the what?
We got an offer.
An offer, okay.
Okay, and it's $5,000 down with seller financing. What is a good amount of the deposit? And it's refundable, non-refundable, what to do? What is better?
Well, we try to get at least $1,000 deposit down whenever we're selling a house.
Okay.
At least $1,000. So if they're putting $5,000 down, you'll get $1,000 down, and then you'll get $4,000 plus your RMLO's fee, and plus they're going to have to come up with their insurance money, which will probably be maybe $600, give or take a little bit. If that makes sense.
Yes. And so is that refundable or non-refundable if they change their mind?
Well, it depends on what your contract says. What does your contract say? Do they have a due diligence period?
No. No. It's what I'm asking. So what to put? What is like better?
Well, here's the thing. You probably want to give them some sort of a due diligence period, okay? Otherwise, it may scare them off, okay, especially like an owner-occupied buyer. And most of the time, they're not going to go get a home inspection or anything anyway, right?
So, Yes, possibly.
So if you give them, say, 15-day, you know, due diligence period or whatever, that shouldn't be a problem. However, you should also note that, let's say you turn them down for a loan, okay? You know, your RMLO comes back and says these people can't qualify, they can't afford it, or their credit is horrible or whatever. You don't want to keep their deposit because you turned them down. So
yes.
You want to let them know, you know, if they're not approved, then their deposit is fully refundable.
Okay. And if it's not RMLO, if we are still doing our first, so then we can approve them, actually, or no?
Right. You could. If you're saying if it's an investor?
No. We do not use RMLO for now.
Okay, yeah, because you haven't done enough of them yet to need an RMLO.
Yes.
So yeah, you could absolutely, you could even, now that I think about it more, you know, I'm remembering what's in mine is, and you have a copy of it on your flash drive, but whenever I'm selling a house with owner financing, we will put in there, you may not need to put in a due diligence period, but we'll say your deposit is fully refundable if for any reason you're turned down for the loan.
Yes.
That way it sounds better to them, but it's not pointing out that you have a 15-day inspection period or anything. It just says your deposit is fully refundable if you're not approved for any reason.
Okay. They actually did not ask for any due diligence or whatever.
Right. Most of them don't. Most of them don't. That's true.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Anybody else have a question?
Yeah, Larry, this is Bill again.
Hey.
Hey, I've got a tenant that's been in the house for about almost 2 years. Had a work-related accident, so now his overtime's all cut, so his income's cut, but he should get a settlement out of it eventually.
Right.
He's wanting to buy my house. They've wanted to since they moved in there. The house is worth probably 90, but I could easily justify 100.
Right.
And I went through the numbers, and I could get his payments, including insurance and taxes, below what he's currently paying.
Right.
So you've got all that. The most he says he can come up with for down payment is $2,000.
Uh-huh.
His rent's $900. Yes, his rent's $900. I think I got his payments down to like $600 or something like that.
Right.
But does that deal make sense?
No.
Why?
Well, he's paying you $900 right now.
Right, but I got to take out insurance and tax.
Right, I'm with you, but you also get the depreciation benefits. You also get the tax benefits, the depreciation benefits. But if he goes from paying $900 as a tenant to paying $600, and you got and at the end of X number of years, he could stop paying you and you don't own it anymore. He owns it free and clear. I don't think that's a good deal. Now, if you told me, you know, and I don't know, how much do you have in the property?
70.
Okay. So if you told me maybe, you know, this property's been a problem property, or I really do want to get it out of my portfolio, and he's going to put $5,000 or $10,000 down, then I would say, yes, you know, you might want to consider selling it. But if it's been a rental, he's been there for a couple years, he's a good tenant, it's a good property, you wouldn't have problems renting it, you're getting the tax benefit, you know, because a lot of your income is, you know, passive income. So, you know, I would keep doing what I'm doing, in my opinion.
I'm with you. That's what my gut told me. It's in a real good rental neighborhood where we own several.
I figured if you owned it, it is a good house in a good area.
Thanks, Larry.
he can bike ride to it, you know.
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome.
He has to turn left and go 2 miles. He can bike ride it.
That's good.
We call it Billwood. it's called Renwood. I call it Billwood.
Ruth renamed the neighborhood.
Yeah, because you have so many houses.
Billville.
yeah, Billville. That's better.
That's better.
I can't believe you didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Well, I came up with Billwood, but Billville's better.
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have to give me the credit for that one.
I do.
That's good.
I'm writing it down.
I bet you will.
You know me well.
It's gold right there, I'm telling you. That's gold.
Gold.
I just feel sorry for the guy, but I don't want to lose our brain over it.
All right, anybody else got a question? Anybody else got a question? Might be a short night tonight. Going once. Going twice. Hey, guys, just know that you can reach out to me anytime you need to. I'm here to help you. Shoot me an email, larry@larrygoins.com. If you need any help with anything, I'm here to help. And I really appreciate you guys' business. And get out there and be sure to make some offers and get some deals going. It's a great time to be buying and selling. So thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great night.
You too. Thank you
so much, Larry.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.